Blackstone Audio presents Almost Paradise by Korabel Schaffner. This book is read by Eileen Stevens. For Belmont, who told me stories before we knew words. For Deborah, who is my fierce protector. And for Martin, who gave me a life of love and these children, Alex, Markham, and Jesse. Chapter 1. I woke up alone in the back seat of the catfish's car. That was my mother's boyfriend. Don't get me started on the catfish. His real name was Carl, but I called him the catfish because that's exactly what he looked like. The distance between his eyes was enormous, and he had skinny lips and a pointy mustache. If I'd been older when he came around, I never would have allowed him into our lives. But honest to God, I had no entire clue how to get rid of him once he was wedged into our family. You may as well know. Mother was no help at all. But don't hold that against her. She'd been real fragile since my father died, which was before I was born. I was still inside Mother at the time, and his shooting death actually made me come out. Anyway, Catfish wasn't in the car, and neither was my mother. The sun was all over me, and I was tangled up in the blanket, staring up at the ceiling. Thumbtacks held up the saggy material. And you know, at first, I didn't even wonder where I was. I mean, I knew I was in the catfish's car. But to think outside the car would be like wondering where my planet was in the universe. I sat up to look for Mom. She was just outside, sitting on an upturned log by a burning campfire, watching coffee perk into the glass knob on top of a metal pot. A lady holding a carton of milk sat on the log beside Mother. I thought she was the nurse from school, with those blonde curls all around her face. But then I realized that I'd never seen her before. It still hadn't hit me how much we were not home. Really, really not at home. I rested my cheek on the window and watched Mother watch the coffee brew. She sat real dainty, with her feet and knees together. My mother was always a pretty person, even in the morning. Her hair was thick and wavy around the shoulders of her favorite dress, pale pink flowers, green leaves with an occasional bug. She'd replaced missing buttons at least 10 times. She kept herself real clean, too, which was something I could stand to learn. What's more, she was calm. Being outside and all, so I knew Catfish was nearby. Mother's almost like those Agora something.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?